With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is using his veto power to recommend that the legislature reduce the amount of money it approved for itself to operate this session. Bullock used what's called an amendatory veto today to recommend reducing a nearly 15% increase in the so-called feed bill to 1.46%. That is the same level of growth as Bullock's overall two-year budget proposal.
At the same time that we're tightening the belt of the rest of government, the legislative branch sent me a bill to increase the spending of their branch of government by 14%. I'm asking them in this amendatory veto to rethink this unwise choice.
Lawmakers can accept or reject the recommendation before returning the bill to Bullock. The feed bill calls for $11.5 million for the House, Senate, and Legislative Services Division to operate the 2017 session and to prepare for the 2019 session. Republicans who control the House and Senate said they had no warning Bullock's veto was coming, and that having the bill in limbo could create a cash flow problem for them just a month into the 90-day legislative session. House Majority Leader Ron Eli of Hamilton said,
"From a leadership standpoint, we're very disappointed for a couple of reasons. We're disappointed because this almost looks like a blindside, number one. Number two, we're disappointed because we feel like it's an effort from the executive branch to reduce the power of the legislature."
Senate Republicans say they will not accept the governor's recommended cuts. Bullock declined to say whether he would veto the bill if it is returned to him unchanged. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.